Happy Friday, y'all. Jeffrey at Jeffrey TV, coming to you live on Memorex from the ultimate remote location, alternate route, bittersweet, in that this may be my last trip around the Southern Park Mall, alternate route. This trip, as I intend to return to the default location tomorrow. Things are set, got the rental car, drop it off at the airport, get on the airplane, boom, boom, boom. Should land LAX, 1:35 p.m. tomorrow. It's the longest I've been away from home. The story I'm telling is the longest I've been away from home in 10 years. Of course, it would have to be here. You know, if I'm gonna be anywhere away from home, it'd be here. You know, home being the default location of which I've been, it's been default for since 83 now, 42 years. So I lived out there more. I lived in California more than I've lived back here. But it feels good to be here at the mall, out with the people. And one of the reasons I cut this on is because when I walked in, I noticed, you know, the people getting their steps, you know, the demographic of the people getting their steps. It was like, you know, it was a fairly nice little group of people walking. You know, and I noticed the age of them and the demographic of it. And I looked around and again, I questioned, should I be here? You know, should I be out here walking with these people? And I say it that way, just to put it crudely, you know, just to get it out. But it's like, should I be out here walking? And I'm also at the point that where I feel like, I'm like, here's my thinking. If it's theirs, it's theirs. They can have it. To the point that where, not that they can have it, like, you know, they want us out, but I can understand where they wouldn't want a younger, more energetic, more rowdy group coming in here and walking, you know, where I wouldn't blame them or fault them or, you know, think it weird that they would look at me and say, you know, well, not that they wouldn't want me here, but I could see where someone would say, you know, I wish that, you know, your age group or your demographic, your energy level, all that would go somewhere else and walk. Let us have the mall, you know. Because say like maybe I am a little bit younger, a little bit more energetic, a little bit more athletic, a little bit more better shape, because you see some people walking here who may or may not have disabilities, physical disabilities, you know, getting their little steps on and walks on, you know. And maybe maybe I shouldn't be here, basically, to put it crudely, to put it very, very crudely and incorrectly. Maybe I shouldn't be here. So I actually Googled Planet Fitness. I actually Googled Planet Fitness, and it's literally attached to the mall. And when I Googled it, it came up on the map, like right almost where I was on the other side of the building. I was right down there by JCPenney, if you can see that down there. I was right down by JCPenney making that turn down that corridor, and it's at the end of that corridor. And I Googled it before, $15 a month. It's $50 a month if you get one, you know, if you sign up for one, your home gym, it's $15 a month. It's $24.95 to go to any gym a month. And I thought, you know, would I do that? Should I do that? And even, you know, to the point where, would that be good for me to go ahead and maybe step up to a more energetic, more challenging environment? You know, maybe I need to be in a more challenging, energetic environment. You know, not so much, like I said, I understand if they were to say, hey, you know, could you, you know, we're here, we're for older people, you know, we want to keep the pace this way, we want to keep the energy this way, and to be quite honest with you, to be, you know, probably going too far, even if they was be racial and say, we want to keep it, we want to keep the demographic the same. I believe people should be able to do that. I believe people should be able to do that and say that. You know, I believe that people should be able to say, yeah, we don't want certain kinds of people here. You know, if we don't, we want to keep it this way. We want to keep it this flavor. You know, I see no problem with that. But I mean, because it's not that I believe in segregation, but I understand how groups like to be, have their own. You know, groups like to be within themselves to keep their vibe. You know, because if you integrate, you can integrate to the point to where you lose the flavor of the original group. I mean, sometimes, say like, and I think this has actually happened, to where there's a lot of clubs or groups or whatever start off as like, you know, maybe black this or, you know, black that. And so many white people sign up that they overtake it. It loses its, you know, its flavor. It's authenticity. I don't want to say authenticity, but it's, you know. So I understand that. I have no problem with that. They, you know, them saying, hey, look, you know, you're younger. You know, we're like 80-something. We want to keep this mood. We want to keep this vibe, you know. So where they have a whole bunch of, next thing you turn around, like a whole bunch of kids out here walking and running and making noise. And, you know, I can understand why they, you know, would, you know, from that perspective, I can understand where they may say, hey, you know, that way. And also from my perspective, I'm like, should I even be out here? Should I even be walking with these quote unquote old folks? You know, I don't know. Should I? Or should I, you know, should I be looking for something more challenging, more energetic, you know, more within my energy level or my level or whatever? Because believe me, it wouldn't be the first time that I've settled into an environment or a situation where I definitely could have stepped up into a more challenging level. There's definitely times where I've been very content playing in a B league when I knew I was an A league player or something like that. Especially when it comes to, you know, scholastic or intelligence or something like that, you know, education or whatever, something like that. It's been more than one time where, you know, I was ready for the next step up and probably should have been there, been more challenged at a higher level than just coasting at the level I was at. And one of them might have been DeVry. My whole DeVry career, maybe I should have been, you know, a real college, quote unquote, real college, real scholastic challenge. You know, I could have handled it, but would I have put forth the effort? So you gotta have the effort too. You gotta, the capability has to be there, but also the motivation and the effort. You gotta be able to put in the effort. And that's probably where I was lacking. And at that time, I was probably lacking the discipline. At that time, I was probably lacking the discipline. Now, you know, I got my discipline together, the motivation to achieve. Once I decide what I want, the discipline comes with that. And once I've just grown to where I know how to focus and get what I want. You know, learn how to focus, point out what I want, set goals to get it, and then go after it. And so I guess this whole mall thing, you know, but don't get me wrong. I love being out here in the mall. Don't get me wrong. I love meeting these people. I love hanging out. Don't get me wrong. Even, you know, old white folks, old Youngstown folks, you know, the simplicity of life back here, the cold weather, you know, the unsophistication of it all, the not so glossy, shiny, LA glimmery, you know, polished look of things, down to earthish, and all of that. So I do love it, you know, I do get into it, and I do love being back here, and I do love walking around seeing everybody in their sports apparel from Youngstown to Steelers, everybody wearing the colors. Old lady, since I walked in here, this is an old lady wearing it. She had a Steeler jacket on, Steeler hat, and she had the lanyard. It ain't even Steeler season. The season is over. And she walked around everywhere you look, you know, people wearing the colors, and sports back here plays a big thing. It's just, you know, I'm more than just appreciate it. I love it back here. I was telling the Lyft driver, you know, about, you know, I'm in LA and they were from South America or something. You know, just kind of exchanged a little stuff. And I mean, I flossed a little bit because I'm going to go back home and I'm proud of going back home. I love that I'm from here. You know, just to, and that to floss a little bit and to kind of let them know that there's something bigger out there. I think that's more is, I just want to let them know that there's something bigger out there, you know, that you, there are people from here who left here, come back. There's a bigger, really world out there, you know, just to kind of put that in their face. You know, that it can be done, that it's out there. And I went, ooh, Crocs, I should probably go. I said I was gonna get me a pair of Crocs, didn't I? I said I was gonna try a pair of Crocs just because I keep hearing how comfortable they are, and I talk a lot of stuff about them. I talk a lot of shit about Crocs and ain't never tried none on before. And the way my feet been, maybe I need to. The way my feet been, I probably need to be wearing Crocs right about now. But anyway, so, and then also, I guess with the whole, you know, being out here with the older demographic, or should I be out here or not, or, you know, what place or what level should I be at, or whatever, however to put it. Maybe also thinking, you know, my whole life in general, maybe I'm coasting, and maybe I should step up playing a bigger game, to be challenged in a bigger game, a more critical, more challenging, even more threatening game. And it could be that I may need to do that to stay sharp and to stay motivated, to go into a position or a level or a situation to where I'm challenged to the point that where, you know, I'm worried or nervous, where I'm not content. Because I think that may be a part of life, actually, to be unsatisfied, to be threatened, to be challenged, to wake up every morning wondering what's next, instead of wake up every morning just coasting, you know, because I know, you know, there was a time where, you know, when I didn't have a job for like 2 years, my every waking moment was I knew what I had to do, get a job. So when I woke up in the morning, I knew what the game plan was. There was no doubt what I needed to do that day. Almost like 2 years. And I was focused on it, and it was challenging, and it definitely kept, you know, me tied up and motivated. And you know, now, 10 years working at the best job I've ever had, you get a little soft. You know, you get a little soft, a little content. And I mean, it comes with the territory. And you know, I acquired assets, I got this, I got that, I built a little foundation, I got a little, I guess you could say, following or support groups, you know, people around me. And maybe even people around me looking for me to do something. And maybe I need to do something. You know, maybe I need to make something happen. I mean, I could do it. I know I can. I can do anything I want. You know, once I put my mind to it, I just got to figure out what it is I want to do. And every now and then, I get an idea of something I want to do. I get an idea of the resources of people around me. I got everything around me to do what I want to do. I can see the picture, what I want. I got the resources of people around me. Everything is in place. I just got to pull the trigger, make it happen. All that came because I'm sensitive to the people I'm walking around the mall with. You know, go from walking around the mall with a bunch of old people to questioning my station and motivation in life, my current situation or whatever you want to call it, my current, I don't know what you want to call it, position, situation, motivation, whatever, you know. There's the train. There's the train. Did the train make stops? I didn't know the train made stops. Oh. So I guess who you gotta know for the train to make stops for you? Let's stop and get a hamburger. Let's stop and pick up some candy. Let's stop and pick up some licorice or something. I gotta go to podiatrist too. I thought I was getting better, but it's not. I gotta go in there, take the whole goddamn nail off. just cut it all off. I need to make an appointment in LA while I'm here. Go in there and tell them what's going on. I got pain and grown something that's going on there. Something needs to happen. Anyway, so that makes me think. You know, it makes me think. It just makes me think that maybe I'm ready for something. Maybe I'm ready for something. I don't think it's retirement, but it could be. But it ought to be in a few years. I wouldn't want to do it now. I guess I got to check on Medicaid or whatever it's called. Okay, yeah, I need to check on my Medicaid, whatever my sister checked on. Make sure I'm good to get that, or however that works, you know. And maybe retirement is what I need to kickstart me into doing more, being more, you know. Get my, oh, look, this dude be walking, this dude be moving right here. That's the cat, he was there before. He be moving. He gonna catch me and pass me. He did before. So,
of all the places, somebody I don't know if a
my arm, had to rest my arm. Woo. Woo. hold it with my left hand. Got it short. Whew. Starting to feel it. Remember? I was feeling it before. When I started to get the stride going. And get it pumping. And all of that. Some people out here moving too now, right? You know, I might not be the only one. You know, I may be the best looking and the youngest looking one. But there's other people out here who be moving too now. Don't get it twisted. There's some people out here who be moving. In fact, I bet you do coming around the corner. Well, yep, here he comes. I see him, here he comes too. He's coming. He's coming around fast. So, Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, reevaluate your life. Find out what you want to do in life. Find out what you want to do in life. Just because you may be, quote unquote, sitting on the top of a good thing right now, you want to go ahead and evaluate and find out where you want to be or where you want to go. Get challenged, something exciting. Something, Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. Something. It's up to you to figure it out and get it done. See, this dude be moving. This cat right here, I can't keep his pace. I can't keep his pace. See, now that's somebody who, you know, is probably should be in another walking class, whatever you want to call it, a grade up or a level up or whatever, however you want to put it, I don't know. Got some other people moving around here too now. It's starting to pick up a little bit. We got some people starting to pick up a little bit. Here on my jacket. I'm gonna pause it and see how many steps I got. Let me see if I can pause it and see how many steps I got. Okay, if that worked, and you still see me recording, it's coming out, and my lips are in sync with the audio. I got about 8,300. So one more lap should do it. One more lap should take me to 10,000. I didn't even check to see what time it was. I should have checked to see what time it was. That's what I should have done. I guess I can see what time it is somewhere else. I guess I could see what time it was. I think there's a clock up here someplace, as I remember. But I should be about at 1:30 as usual. I think I got here earlier though. I might be a little bit earlier than 1:30 because I think I got the car like 11:45. I might have got here early because I caught a lift. Woke up this morning, caught a lift. Usually I would walk. If it was summertime, I would walk. And I was like, hell, you know, I don't mind coming to the mall. And I probably was looking forward to coming to the mall and doing this. I mean, there's no doubt about it. There's probably no doubt that I enjoy this. And then when I'm walking today, one of my son's friends recognized me. He was like, oh, Mr. Jeff. Really cool dude. He was like, oh, Money Mike, I'm Jeff's friend. I go, yeah. I was like, who are you? Because I would say now, though, because what I've been through, who I am, blah, blah, I don't mind asking people who they are. Who are you? Do I know you? I ain't shy about that anymore. It was a time where, you know, I'd be a little bit apprehensive about, you know, question. I would just like play it off like I knew him. Yeah. And I'd be like, no, who are you? Do I know you? Where you from? You know, do I know who, what? And go from there. I say, oh, you know, took a selfie with her. You know how that goes. Los Angeles, Youngstown, Ohio. Oh, here's what I want to show you. See if I can remember if I got this, if I can get this. Love seeing that Youngstown. Love seeing that Youngstown stuff. Yo, the San Francisco 49ers, yo. And the Penguins, see? Penguin is Youngstown. Penguins. All right. This thing is getting heavy. If I carry like this, it's a little easier. But still, it's heavy. Well, I'm getting tired. I got one more lap. Probably one more lap. One more lap should do it. One more lap would get me there. One more lap would get me there. One more lap would get me there. Or just about. It get me close enough. You know, I'm gonna have to go to 10,000. Gotta make it to 10,000. Gotta at least get to 10,000. Can't do no less than that. Can't leave the building until I get 10,000 steps. That's where I parked out there in the frozen tundra. Not so bad out there. I gotta remember what car I got. I was thinking I'm looking for Kimberly's car. I remember what car I got. The other day, I went to open up the trunk of another car. I went to open up the trunk of another car. I was like, Yeah, this should just about do it. One more round. So, I should take my newly acquired lease on life. I don't know what that means. I ain't got no newly acquired lease. I just made that up. It just sounds like what you're supposed to say in this situation. But maybe, you know, I'll take this 3 weeks away. Going back. You know, a little time to think. I woke up at 209.6 this morning, which is very good. So I'm on it. My weight is doing very good. I'm feeling very good. Well, I'm feeling very good about my weight, where it's at right now. Especially after 2 weeks in Ohio in the wintertime. To go back, to wake up under 210. And, you know, before my walk, yeah, maybe if I lose my 1.8, you know, that'd take me down 207 something. I feel a bowel movement because I ate a lot of junk last night. You know, I'll get myself together. I got to watch my eating. Today I got to eat right because I won't eat tonight or tomorrow. I got a flawed empty stomach. So I got to watch what I eat and what I do. Probably eat, you know, probably eat around 7, 8 o'clock, I guess, whatever. And probably try to have like some real food. You know, put some real food in my stomach, whatever that means. probably pack up a lot of junk and goodies to take back with me. And then land, get home. I was thinking about taking a Uber from the airport to home. I'm thinking that might cost me $50. Whereas the flyaway and Uber from the flyaway may cost me 25, you know, but save a lot of time, I guess. But the only thing is, at LAX, you got to get on a bus to go to where the Ubers are. And I probably should explore that, you know. I might just want to explore that just to see what that's about. See how quickly that works, how good that works. Until they get it renovated and done right, it's going to be weird. But once they get it all fixed up, I'm sure it's going to be beautiful and efficient. But right now, it's probably kind of, you know, weird. But I think you get on the LA exit bus, and it takes you out to where all the Ubers are. And you can see them coming in like huge. Look like a huge field of pickups and drop-off locations. Huge lot. You know, I guess you just kind of, you know, do your Uber and stuff there. I might try that. It'll take me directly to the door. We'll see. We'll see. Yeah, I'm kind of fantasizing about getting home. Even though I got an 8-hour work day ahead of me. Gonna have to deal with granddaughter, daughter. Probably have to do some babysitting today. And they get home. She don't get home till like 12:30, whatever, 1 o'clock. So they might not go to sleep till 2. I'm supposed to get up at 4. So you do the math. I don't get off till 11. But if I get off and have everything pretty much done and put away, you know, while I'm working or whatever, if I get off, everything done, put away, arranged, to where all I gotta do is like get up. I might not even take a shower. I might just throw on some clothes. Cause I was telling Kevin, it's so cold back here, you ain't even got a shower. Cause the weather back here, you don't sweat. So why even take a shower? That's what I'm thinking. I could be wrong. It's happened before. You know, I've been mistaken before, a time or two. But, so we'll see. We'll see. Wash clothes. Gotta wash clothes tonight. Wash the sheets and bed, put things back together. I got a new box to keep my stuff in. Not even a box, but I got a real storage container this time. Before I was using a box. Box pretty much fell apart. Had it all taped up. But so what I might do is cut the parts off of the box where I marked there was to be grandfathers and take it and tape it to the side of the storage bin to maintain the original authenticity flavor of the original container of grandfather's clothes in the basement. So we'll go from there and do it that way. But we'll see. This should be it. I should be coming around towards the end, I think. No, we got Macy's. Then we got to go down the JCPenney Olsen corridor. Then around JCPenney. Then down that corridor. And that should just about put me at 10,000 for crying out loud. So it's fun to reevaluate my life. It is. I'm glad I'm sensitive to certain things. The funny thing is, the whole that whole regimented, routine rigidness, that funky and funk is supposed to be counter to. I hold both institutions deeply in me. I got routines and protocols and procedures that are so in place in my life that, you know, just rigidly standardized. I like wear the same clothes and eat the same foods for years. But in the back of my mind, the whole idea, well, at least when I was younger, when I'm older, not so much anymore. When I was younger, the whole idea was to disrupt all that. Never do the same thing twice. Always try something new. Always be open for the spontaneous. Always, you know, you get older. I get older now, I'm like, you know, I'm cool. You know, and it's there's something, and it's not only comforting, it's rewarding, and it feels good not to have to, not to worry about or think about that stuff. The fear of missing out or not being there. I got to do that, what's next, et cetera, et cetera. You know, it's nice just being content. You can say, you know what? I'm cool just going in here, sitting down. In my Jeffrey TV empire. But then again, I built the Jeffrey TV empire, which is, you know, my little studio where I can create and produce and distribute and may or may not have a platform, you know, to express myself, which is something that I always wanted and needed to do to express myself. And I've created that and I've been places and done things. So there is a foundation of certain level of satisfaction of experience to where, you know, I kind of know what certain things feel like to be there and done that. So, you know, age, I'm sure, has something to do with the fact that I could just sit still and just be content, you know, not having to do anything. You know, I've been there already. And all that whole experience of life, life's accomplishments, all of that has to play into it, I'm sure. All of that plays into it, I'm absolutely sure. All right, this should be the 10,000. This should be it. All right. I think I'm going to swing on y'all and kill it. I think I'm going to swing on y'all and kill it, all right? Swing on y'all two times. For me, for the funk. And for every, how about if I do this? Let's just show out a little bit. Let's show out a little bit. How about that? Let's break it out like this. Swing it on y'all. Two times. For me, for the funk. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be. The totality of it all. Theory of universe. Hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey. Oh, wow, look. So I got to switch it over. Okay. If I do that, now you ready? Bye.